Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing the previous shiur where we're talking about Kalayim B'tzitzis B'talis. Yoser Mikashiur, and we are basing ourselves on the Torah of Rabbeinu Rabbeinu Rabbi Yehuda Zitzal. An absolute for our Niginim, a pleasure. And now we will continue Kahina V'Kahina. The Gemara in Yevamis on Daf Chof Amud Beis says that Mesiv Rova Isir Mitzvah V'Isir Kedusha Ba'aleh Recholatzla Niftarat Tzaras. This is the Mishnah. The Mishnah tells us that Isser Mitzvah, the Isser Kedusha, one who is prohibited by Mitzvah or because of Kedusha, requires Chalitza but no Yibum. And then the Mishnah defines the terms. What is Isser Mitzvah? Prohibited by Mitzvah refers to Shneiros and Divrei Sofrim, secondary Arayos, who are prohibited by the decree of the Sofrim. And Isser Kedusha, the term prohibited. Because of Kedusha, it's talking about an Almana the Kohen Gadol and a Gerusha v'Chalitza, the Kohen Hedya. So in those cases, there's going to be Chalitza, and that Yibum, Chalitza v'Lem Siyabemis. So now on Chof Amud Beis comes the Bava, and Bava says, concerning Isser Mitzvah, Isser Kedusha concerning a Yavam was prohibited by Mitzvah, in other words, rabbinically. Or because of Kedusha, that's Min HaTorah. It's also Min HaTorah. Not with the Kares, but the Lav, if the Yavam, so the Brisa says, if the Yavam cohabited with her, or performed Chalitza with her, Ba'alel chalatzla, if the Yavam cohabited with her, or performed chalitza with her, niftara tzarasa, in such a case, her co-wife is released. Although he was supposed to do chalitza, not Yibam, with the prohibited women, if he did Yibam, she and her tzara are released from their zika, so obviously the yibum is considered a valid yibum. Visa kadai techav v'dechant your mind chay v'lavin v'dai raisa techalitza lamya, that women prohibited to the yavam by a negative commandment under biblical law fault him only for chalitza but the yibum lo rami not for yibum ki bo ala amay niftirat tzara. The Yavam cohabits with one of them, why is her co-wife released? His cohabitation shouldn't qualify as Yibam at all. Ad kan midivrei ha-gemoret. So the Gemara is asking, how can you hold that Chayv Lavin is only a Chiv Darais of Chalitza? How then is Yibam effective? So the Keren Oira asks, Ein Sham the Keren Oira, B'Divra Maschem Mesiv Hova, Shafilu Ibn Omar, Shechai V'Lavin, Muteres V'Yibum D'Oraisa, Yishum D'Esei, D'Oricha Loisei, even if you say that Chai V'Lavin are permitted to do Yibum in HaTorah, because the essay is D'Oricha Loisei say of the Lav, of the forbidden relationship, nevertheless, Hacha Yishi Yish Tzora She'en Chai V'Lavin, but here, where there's a tzara who isn't asur v'lav, asura v'lav, so it's asur to be miyavim v'chai v'lav v'midai raisa, since you can be mekayim the mitzvah with her tzara. So the Gemara is assuming that Chai Bei Lavin is the Gemara is asking, did you say that there's no Yibum? Either is Yibum. Look, Yibum works. Yeah, but the question is, why should the Yibum work? Even if you say, Esei Dech Eloise say, but in this case that there's a Tzora involved, the Yibum shouldn't be effective because he should be doing Yibum with the Tzora. And there's no Esei Dech Eloise say. Efshe L'kayim is a mitzvah b'tzarosa. So it's hard to understand the Gemara that's asking on the din that there's no mitzvah of Yibum, which is proven from the fact that if he does Yibum, it's valid. Why should it be valid? Even if you hold that there is a Yibum Doraisa, the Gemara is saying, and if you hold there's not Yibum Doraisa, Kibola Amay Niftarat Tzarasa, if he has beer with her, why is her Tzara now permitted? Aye, there's no Yibum Doraisa, must be there is Yibum Doraisa. The question is, how can you say there's Yibum Doraisa? Even if you end up and you say there is Yibum Doraisa, but there shouldn't be because he should be doing the Yibum with the Tzara. And there's no Esei Dech Eloise say, because there's another option after the Kayim Shneim. And the Kayim the Mitzvah with his Tzara. And it's similar to what we find in Paragraph Lezer de Mila, Shikach, Hashiach Olam Musaben, Lo Yavar Bisur Tzitzis Beheres, that if the father is doing Mila and the Ben with the West Tzaras, so what's the Din going to be? The Din is going to be that he shouldn't do it. The father shouldn't do the mila because he's going to have kavana to remove the tzaras, and that's no good. So let somebody else, like it says in the Gemara, let somebody else, if there's another guy, let him do the bris mila, and then you won't be over on ketzitzas habeheres because he doesn't have kavana to cut off the beheres. He doesn't care that he's matar the kid. The father cares. So it should be considered after the kaim shneim. That's the Gemara's kasha. You also, how can you say that Yibum? How can you say that the Yibum should work with this Chai Bei Lav when there's a Tzara involved and there should be no Esei Dech Eloise say it shouldn't work? And that's the kasha of the Keren Oira. Chayim. However, we have in our hand what we explained in the previous shiur. In the previous year, we saw that when it comes to a talis, since the talis is the mechayev, you can't say it's efshar l'kayim shneim with a different mechayev. You have to look at what the mechayev is. And if it's the same mechayev, you can be yotzei with the same mechayev, then it's efshar l'kayim shneim. But if there's a different mechayev, it's not considered efshar l'kayim shneim. So according to that, you can be mechalek bein efshar liyabim sarasa leefshar l'achal amula. When someone else, you could do yibum with the tzara, that it would be derecha. When he does yibum with the woman herself, that he's answer to. And where someone else can do the bris mila, that's considered efshar l'kayim shneim. Why? Because when it comes to the case of the child, what's the cheftza with which he has to be mekayim the mitzvah? The tinok, the child. And as far as the child goes, there's no difference who's malim. So this is considered a richtige emesa efshar l'kayim shneim. Why can you be mekayim shneim? You can be mekayim shneim Because there's the same Mechayev. So why be Mekayim the mitzvah on the child of the Mechayev? Why be Mekayim the mitzvah on the child with the father who's going to have kavanah to cut off the tzavas? Why don't you do it with someone else who's not going to have kavanah to cut off the tzavas? And that's Kedav Shul L'Kayim Shem. Hashem Kedav Mitzvah Yivum, HaChefzer Shetzoch L'Kayim Shem is HaMitzvah, Ki HaIsha. The Isha is the Chefzer of the mitzvah. And therefore, the fact that you can be Mekayim the mitzvah with another woman, with the tzavah, that's not considered Evshel Lekayim Shneim. And that's like what we saw in Taisvis and Ksubis in the previous year. That if you can wear a talis shel tzema, that's not considered Evshel Lekayim Shneim, because here the Mechayiv is the talis shel pishtim. In other words, there are other brothers involved, asked the Keren Oira. How can you say it's Evshel L'Kayim Shneim? How can you say that he's Mekayim the mitzvah of Yibum when the other brothers can do the mitzvah? So why is he Koinem? So the answer is we can be Mechalek. Because there, Gabe Mila, the Yekuchi of mitzvah is the Tino Kanima. Just it's the Chiv is Chal on the father to do it on the Chefetz of the Tino. But the Mechayiv is the Tino. So since the Gabe of the Tino, there's no difference who does the mitzvah, therefore it's considered Evshel L'Kayim Shneim. Somebody else does the mitzvah. Hashem Kim Mitzvah Yibum, Yekuchi of mitzvah is not called Yavim V'Yavim, therefore it's not considered Evshel L'Kayim Shneim that the other brother could do it. The other brother could do it. This brother isn't doing it. Because the brother who's, where there's a chayv elavin, he's not doing the mitzvah. So you can't say it's Evshel L'Kayim Shneim if his brother can do it. Is that someone else doing it? That's not Evshel L'Kayim Shneim. Evshel L'Kayim Shneim is it's going to be done in the same way. When it comes to the tinok, it's going to be the same mitzvah if the father does it or someone else does it. So it's Evshel L'Kayim Shneim that somebody else should do it if he has tzaraas. But when it comes to Yibum, the fact that the other brother can do it is not Evshel L'Kayim Shneim. Because that means this brother isn't doing it. Brother A isn't doing it if brother B does it. So that's just a hashlama to what we learned in the previous year. Of course, Yishal Be'am al-Adabir, and Imekavesh, and Nachzor v'Nishneh, Perek Zeh. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.